Hello and welcome to Psychic Wednesday. With your host, Psychic Mediums Elizabeth Harbin, Kiri Glazer, and Luann Morris. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth Harbin.
Everyone, and welcome to Psychic Wednesday meets Day of the Dead. We're glad you chose to spend your Wednesday night with us. So here on Make It So Network, we try and honor as many events as we can. So tonight, the gals from Texas will be answering not only your question about your life, but also taking a moment to receive as many messages as we can. It will be an event you do not want to miss. Our call-in number is 563-999-3697. If you miss our live broadcast, it's always available here on Blog Talk On Demand or on Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Spotify, and Pandora. And be sure and like us and follow us on Make It So Network. On Facebook, I think it's listed as Facebook/Make It So Network. If we do any changes to our lineup or if we're going to add specials and those kinds of things, that's usually the first place that we're going to put it. We'll put it here, but people will find it faster if it's on Facebook. Be sure to note that if you miss our live broadcast, it's always available for you to go back and listen to. Remember, your free will is a wonderful thing, and so is your own intuition. We encourage you to always use that first. A practice with your intuition will always be your best friend and your best resources. For a private reading by any of the readers, please send your request in email form to Make It So Network and specify Elizabeth, Kiri, or Luann. Prices and availability will be mailed back to you by the reader you requested. So one of the things that I'm going to try to do, I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to try it tonight, is to try. We're trying to go live here. So it's telling us that we're starting video live. Okay. So what we're hoping is that you're not only going to be able to hear us, we have an actual microphone, and what we're hoping is that you can actually hear the caller as well. So this is just an experiment. We're trying to see if this is going to work. Our little boo bear has a green tummy. Our EMF meter has been on green since we've started, so I'm going to turn this one this way. We may turn it that way so you can see it's already beginning to move up. This is our REM pod that moves. This is the red ball that moves as well. I mean, it flashes. Hopefully it's not going to be moving all over the time. I don't know that we would like for that to happen. Thank you, but no.
Could be interesting.
Yeah. It's closer on your side.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If it doesn't move.
So, firstly, let's say happy Day of the Dead.
Happy Day of the Dead.
Yes. Happy Day of the Dead.
And I'm going to leave it kind of up to Kiri to let us
let us in on the secrets.
Yeah, tell us what you've got.
Okay, so I didn't find a whole bunch of stuff. I just found, let me take my glasses off so I can see what I'm reading.
Okay.
Wait, that's not right.
It is in my world. This is Kiri's world.
Kiri's world.
Okay, so some Day of the Dead facts that I just thought were really interesting were that it's believed. So what is Day of the Dead? Okay. You guys can help me out here a little bit on this, but it is the Day of the Dead is not Halloween.
No.
It is actually celebrated the 2 days after Halloween on November 1st and 2nd.
Correct.
The Day of the Dead is little tiny printing here, guys. Bear with me for a second. Oh, my gosh. It, you know, lets me know how old I'm actually getting.
Oh, I'm not going there.
The Day of the Dead is celebrated November 1st and 2nd. The celebration starts November 1st The Day of the Dead is November 2nd. The Day of the Dead is a time to remember family and friends who have died or crossed over. The Day of the Dead is not a sad tradition. It is a festive time to remember and honor the dead. The Day of the Dead is a Mexican celebration, the tradition oriented in Mexico. It is also celebrated in parts of Latin America and the United States. As part of the Day of the Dead celebration, families build altars in the family homes for the loved ones who have died. And what I didn't know, I found this very interesting because I have a little altar at home, but it's not anything like a traditional altar. But there's actual seven tiers to a real what is it called? It's called an altar or a, and of course it's not on here.
It's supposed to be seven tiers?
Yeah, there's seven tiers to a traditional altar is what I'm finding here. It represents the four elements, the cut paper, air is cut paper, water is the drinks, fire is candles, earth is seeds that you put out. It could have two, three, or seven steps.
Oh,
okay. But like, okay. So I guess what they were saying was like the seventh tier is, oh, it's not on this paper.
Earth, air, fire.
Yeah. I don't want to actually put out there what I don't factually know, but, in your homes, it's usually the smaller tiers, but like when you go to like big places, like, I don't want to say churches necessarily, but when they're out in the public, the tiers are usually the seven tiered ones with everything on
right.
it. Okay. So the first tier is usually a picture of the saint or a Virgin Mary or their cross. The second tier is candles and lights. The third tier is toys, cups with salt. Four is bread that represents the sugar skulls, bread of the dead. That's the pan, and I cannot pronounce this because my sister-in-law is teaching me, but slowly because that's just how I learn it. Pan de muerto, and somebody can correct me if they understand, if they get that and know what the actual word is. But it's the bread of the dead and the sugar skulls. Five is the departed's favorite foods and drinks. Six is photos of the departed loved ones, and seven is a cross made of salt and seed, flowers, and cut paper. Now, I'm not going to go through all, because this would take us all night if I went through all this, but each one of those, like the paper, the flowers, everything means something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought what was really cool is because we both are, excuse me, the sugar skull is what I didn't know, because I actually collect sugar skulls, and I know you do as well,
right.
Elizabeth. And I have some really pretty ones, but I wasn't sure what the colors meant on them. So it says here, it says, what are sugar skulls? Sugar skulls capture the joy, spirit, and life of the deceased ancestors and loved ones. Just like the cheerful Día de los Muertos, sugar skulls are about the celebration and remembrance of life instead of mourning. Sugar skulls are bright, colorfully decorated with many moffets. Here's what some of these mean. The webs are a symbol of death. The sugar is the sweetness of life. The broad smile is the joy and happy memories of the remembrance. Flowers are life. The name of the dead one, that's if you personalize it and put the name of the dead one on, of the deceased, that is to honor their memory. And the colors, the red is to represent blood. The orange represents sunshine. Yellow is a symbol of marigold, symbolizing death itself. Purple is a symbol of pain.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's, I thought that was very interesting. Yeah, the purple was the symbol of pain.
Is that the pain of loss, or
is that our pain of loss?
It just says purple is a symbol of pain. I really didn't get a chance to really delve into.
Right.
So I couldn't really answer that one right now. Pink and white illustrate hope, purity, and celebration. Black is a symbol of land and death. Land of the dead. Let me twist my tongue there. So I thought those were some cool, you know, not cool, but just something that was really interesting because, you know, I have some sugar skulls that are really bright and have all the really detailed, and I have some that aren't as detailed. So I was like, I never knew what the different details meant in them. So I thought that was really interesting.
Well,
yeah, I just thought it was whatever you wanted to put on there. I didn't know they had meaning.
Yeah, that's what my thoughts were. It was just what was on, you know, what was on there, you know, the web. And
well, I knew the flowers had meaning because you always see certain types of flowers.
Marigolds.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Marigolds
and
paper flowers. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got this cabinet that I purchased from my mom years and years ago for Christmas one time. And I think now what I'm going to do, I was going to get rid of it, but I think now what I'm going to do, it's got 9 different shelves on it. It actually has the top shelf for like the 10th. And what I could do is turn that into an altar and literally stage it with different items or objects or whatever, and actually have at the very top, put everybody's picture on the top of that and turn that into an altar.
That would be perfect.
I think that's what I'll do, because you were talking about the different stages.
The different stages and the different level, because, you know, our home is small, so my altar is not very big.
Right.
So we have the symbol, the cross on there, the saint at the top. I do put that at the top because I know that that's one of the main
pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I put the flowers. I do put the flowers around, and then I have some paper flowers that we put, and then we put everyone's pictures and some candles around that. So, but the miracle flowers are used to guide the souls of the departed during the Day of the Dead.
Hmm.
And there's a few, I found this on facts.net. So if you're interested in finding out more, there were a whole bunch of different things on there that I found fascinating that I was not clear on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's some fantastic movies out there like, Coco was a good one that we learned some stuff, like the spirit animal and stuff like that.
Coco really is one of the best because it really gets into the grandparent and the music and the celebration and what we think we know, and then come to find out we don't know as much as we thought we did.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and there's some really good children's books out there, because I was looking, you know, for my nephew, because he's bilingual, so I was like, that would be fascinating for him to have some of those books and stuff, but I don't remember off the top of my head the one I ordered for him, but it's got some really good facts and stuff in it, you know, for little ones.
Yeah. So the main focus is a way of remembering and honoring deceased friends and family. That's the focus of
the
altar.
Main focus.
To help guide the spirits back to the land of the living.
Well, one of the things that was very significant to me in the movie Coco was the fact, as long as you mention their name, they never die.
Yes.
Yes.
And so that stuck with me, and it just never left. So when I was talking about being influenced by, like, say my mom or my stepdad or, you know, my grandparents or whatever, that always rings true with me. And so it's my way of keeping them alive. And so forth and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So one thing that I did learn is, you know, generational, we remember people, but we may not have pictures because, you know, like my grandparents, there's very few pictures of my grandparents. One is because my grandma just didn't like herself in pictures. Gorgeous woman, but just didn't like herself in photos.
Really?
So there's very few of them.
I remember my grandma saying, you can leave me out of this picture.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've got tons of when my grandparents first got together, like they're like it was like almost right out of high school. I mean, I've got all kinds of pictures of them. But they were also a very good-looking couple too. So,
yeah, it surprised me because my grandparents, gorgeous couple, but no, she did not like, I mean, she was Lucille Ball model, beautiful, and just did not like to look at herself in photos. It was
Isn't
one of her things. Yeah.
Well, I've got plenty of those pictures. I don't have a lot of my aunt, though. I mean, she was an immediate part of the family.
And my husband, as a child, there's only 3 pictures of him as a baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think the pictures that we have are since we've been married. our wedding and since we've been married.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just not a whole lot of pictures in his family of them younger. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there is something to be said for honoring our family and family mm-hmm. members and our friends. And the other part is do not forget your fur baby. So the other aspect is to take your picture of your fur baby and put that in there as well. It's part of the altar. We've been doing this for quite some time now. And one of the things we know is for real, the animals do come back sometimes and let them know that they're still here. They're still with them. They did cross the rainbow bridge, but they also crossed back over too.
One of the things I was curious about, and I couldn't find it, of course I didn't want to take a whole lot of time, mm-hmm. but I was curious because there are spirit animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious if, you know, our loved ones, our dogs or our cats could be part of our spirit animals.
Why not?
That's what my thinking is. So, you know, in Coco, and I, you know, I know it's a movie and it's a story, but in that, I mean, everybody has like spirit animal, like a mm-hmm. spirit, and there's a name to it, and I don't remember it. I don't even want to pretend I do. That was my thing was, you know, we all have one spirit animal that we're born with, kind of like we have one, that one spirit guide that's with us for our whole mm-hmm. entire life.
Yeah.
It was a question.
I don't know.
Okay. I was curious about that, and I'll keep looking.
It would be interesting to find that out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I see spirit animals for people all the time, but
yes, thank you.
I'm thinking that that's a yes, because I do a lot of times.
Okay, you can stop that now.
Because the EMF meter is lighting up.
And we're getting on yellow. I mean, we're in the middle on the other one.
I think that meant yes.
Alabrites
or something like that. I'm not even going to pretend.
Alabrijes. Alabrites.
Because I like to think that my spirit animal is like the grandmother's.
Thank you.
You know, that big
yeah.
Pepita. I like to hope mine is as beautiful as Pepita.
Yeah.
Or even the monkey from Frida. Where he flashes, you know. Okay, so we digress here. But anyway, I just thought those were some cool...
Thank you so much for getting that info. I mean, seriously. And I hope you guys that are listening are not too annoyed by the sounds that are going on over here. But we are really excited about the fact that it was very interesting. When Carrie and Luann and myself get together, these things go crazy. But if I'm just, yeah.
Like that.
If I'm here by myself, it's very calm. It's not quite so.
I'm definitely thinking that could be Miss Eleanor telling us, let's move it along.
Okay. I think that is. All right.
I think we've got validation there.
Okay. Did you hear that? Like, tweet?
Just like that. Thanks.
Okay. All right. We're going to move along now. All right, let me get to a point here where I can actually.
Okay,
all right,
that's
enough. Thank you. Okay, let me put this. I don't necessarily want everybody to be able to read everybody's phone number here. Okay, so let's get started. Do you have anything else, Luann?
Nope.
Carrie? Anything else?
No, okay.
Okay. All right, let's get started then. Caller 4252, you are live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I was wondering about work, please. I was wondering if you see either Dan, Jared, or Mark working with me on projects, please.
Okay.
Can you say his names one more time?
Sure. Dan, Jared, or Mark?
Okay, so Dan, Jared, or Mark are the names?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we've got here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, who wants to go first?
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what this means.
Okay, so you've got a little confusion too? Okay.
I've... You know, one of the things that I'm getting, and I am a little confused on this, is that it almost feels like it's not just one.
That could be.
I mean, it feels like there's more than one.
I have a definite on Jared.
Jared is who I went with first.
Yeah, that was my one. But then I also, one of them feels a little off balance to me, and I can't tell if that's Dan or Mark.
I've got Jared is one.
That's where my confusion is.
And I'm not sure about Dan.
Okay.
I'm just not sure about Dan. Mark probably might be a little, I don't know. I've got more of a check mark on Mark than I do anybody else. But Jared's who I went with first.
Jared was the one I put number one here. And I put a circle around him. And the other two, I kind of, yeah, I
wavered. Leave it open because it's like they could.
I choose not to say either one of those because it wasn't a positive.
Yeah, it's just kind of out there.
Yeah, it's out there.
Luann, what you got?
How close were you with Dan?
I've had, conversations with him in the past, and it seems like we were going to possibly make something happen, and then it kind of dissolved, and then the opportunity came up again. So I asked him again.
I don't think he's a part of it is the reason I'm asking.
It just feels like it doesn't fit at this point.
It feels kind of wishy-washy. Kind of like make up your mind, please.
Yeah,
and don't waste your time.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like he's making up his mind. It almost feels like I'm just stringing this along, which is not fair to her by any stretch of the imagination. But Jared comes across very strongly. Mark comes across as second. And I would have to put Dan third. Are you guys in agreement?
Yes.
With all that?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm getting the number six for you. Does that have a meaning?
The number
I'm
six? Oh, okay. Well, that would be for you. One of the things when we look up the numbers, it says don't worry or obsess about material items, including money. Worry lowers the effectiveness of your prayers. Fortunately, the angels can answer your prayers if you ask them to. So it sounds like somebody's listening to you or at least paying attention to your requests. But I think we're going to have to stick with what we've got. And what we have is we're listing Jared first, Mark second, and Dan again. I think all three of us are going, he's just a little too wishy-washy, and it just doesn't feel like a match. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Well, good.
Oh,
that's
you.
Awesome. Okay, and you're welcome. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Have a great night.
So one of the things that we – you know, I think it's really important is you can get like a multi, it's not just always yes and no. It can be like, ooh, there's something wrong here or something's not fitting.
Yeah.
And this was just like the classic moment where you go, something's not fitting in with all of this. There's something that's different here.
I think for me, what I kept feeling was Dan's indecisiveness. And that's just, when somebody is like that, when it comes to a working relationship, it just means either put a pin in it and move on and let it come back later on or just don't mess with it at all.
Right.
And
that's how it feels.
That's just how it feels
now. Yeah, it kind of feels done to me.
Yeah. Like he just can't make up his mind and there's
Stick a pin in it. Stick a fork in it. It's done. Is that what it says? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Steam rise.
All right, on to the next. Caller 8860, you are live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, this is Amla. How are you?
Fine.
Hi,
Amla. Amla, how are you?
I'm doing better than last month. I had the door basically was cracking open, and it felt awakening and enlightening. And very bubbly. So it's good. It's good. I feel much more lively and more lighthearted for that matter as well. So
that's even better.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I am just, it just feels so, it's an amazing thing. I just want to back up a little bit. So from June until this past October, it was just another awakening period. So I was just in this darkness, and, you know, it doesn't, the lightness never asks when should I come in. It just kind of peeps in. And so it started happening last month in October, like maybe the last 2 weeks. And so I feel really good about myself, and it's an inside job, of course. And so my question is, now do you see somebody coming in for me as far as a relationship?
That's interesting, because the two cards that I drew, even before we answered your call, was very soon, and listen to your feelings.
Okay, Luann, what you got?
Yes, somebody that's...
What did you get?
He's either a writer or a newspaper person.
Okay.
I'm seeing somebody that is kind of all up in his head. He thinks he you know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a writer of sort. All right.
That's interesting.
Well,
I'm getting the number 7.
Well, number 7 we know was very spiritual.
Yeah.
I will read that here in just a second. I want to just throw this last one out for you. What I drew was the heart, and it is two hearts coming together, which means it's passion, it's love, it's companionship. And the number that's also on this card is the number 7, which is the card or the number that Luann is talking about. And so number
that's
7 says... You're on the right path, and the outcome will exceed your expectations. The number 7 is a sign that divine magic is supporting you and opening doors of opportunity. So on that note, I'm going to say all three of us are in agreement. Whatever happened, I just turned the other card over, and it's yes. Oh, my God. So, yeah, there's a new relationship coming. Do you have any details?
No, and it can't get any clearer than that, because mine was very soon, listen to your true feelings, yes, you got the, and then the number 7, I'd say go with that.
And I got the word yes, and I also got the word passion, hearts coming together. It's actually two hearts coming together. It isn't just one. It's literally two hearts coming together. So on that note, I think we would say that's probably one of the best reads you could possibly get for the new moon coming.
That's really cool. That's funny that you guys said you might be. Luann said, I believe, newspaper writer or writer, and of course I have books.
Yeah, it's definitely somebody who is uses his brain and his thinking more than
you may already know this person.
Could be.
Okay.
It may seem like it's off in the distance, or it may be somebody that you may not even be aware of, but it's still in that, in the radar.
New moon, new man.
New moon. Ooh, listen to that.
Yeah. New moon, new man.
Carrie has spoken. New moon, new man. Wow.
Wow. Well,
definitely in charge.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
As someone who's in charge, who kind of drives himself.
Self-motivated.
Yes, a
self-motivated
man.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you. And
to
the next.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thank
you. Take care.
Okay. Have a great night.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
You too.
It's always wonderful when you have a situation where there's a person who really goes and does the work on their own.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because she has really done the work
She's really done the work in the past. She's been a long-time caller, and just the shifts and the change. And
yeah. Well, all right, then. On to the next. Caller 3868, you are live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My name is Chia, and I'm in the job market, and I'm just wondering if you can pick anything up on getting a new position anytime soon.
All right. Let's see what we got here. there's a lot of change around you. I will have to say that for true. It's like there's all kinds of newness either about to take place or you're just beginning to see the headway of this. Let's see what we got here.
So are both your grandmothers passed?
Yes.
Were you close to your dad's mother?
Yes.
Like dad's mom. Okay.
Very much.
Yes. Okay. She's letting me know to tell you that she is very much around and she's very much at work right now helping you with this, because the one thing I
just want to let people know that the little red part of our Boo Bear is actually pulsing as Carrie's talking about her grandmother. I don't know if you guys can see that, but from where we are, we can see that little Boo Bear is actually pulsating red right in the throat area as soon as you talked about the grandmother.
And grandmother was like, okay.
Is she still here? So
yeah.
We still have
so
that
we
going.
Still have her.
Okay.
So, okay, thank you. So the one thing that she's reminding you is one step at a time. Right now, you've got yourself a little twisted and a little spinny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our thing. We don't want to get spinny. When we get spinny, it stops the good from coming in. Okay, because we start all these thoughts in our head, you know, I got bills to pay, and you know, I got all these things to pay, I got to do this, I got to make sure this is done, and then we start panicking, and so we want to make sure that we're not putting that kind of energy out there, so I want to remind you one step at a time, you know, dot your I's, cross your T's, there's something about your resume, I mean, it's not in front of me, I can't see it, but I want you to go back, and I want you to really take a look at that, because you've got a lot more experience than what you're giving yourself credit for, okay? So make sure you're putting yourself out there in a positive way, okay?
Okay.
Because she just keeps telling me it's right there. There's a job for you. It's a perfect job. It's going to, you know, bring you what you need and a little bit more. So we want to be sure that we stay in positive. And take a look at that. Read your resume to yourself out loud 2 times and see if you catch it. Okay?
Okay. I just redid my resume, so that makes perfect sense. There's probably something not right in there because I did kind of.
Yeah, when you get, and I know this because I've been there, when you get a little bit out of sorts with your with how you feel about yourself sometimes, when you're writing about yourself on paper, you got to watch how you feel. So make sure that you're in that frame of being very positive. So meditate, smile, you know, say good things about yourself, you know, all is well in my world, things that make you feel happy, and then go and read that and you'll catch it. You'll get exactly, oh, okay. But make sure you're getting everything in there that needs to be in there. Have a friend, have somebody that you trust, go in there and read that. I know that there's places that actually will read your resume for you and revamp that and help you out. And it doesn't cost you anything. So, you know, give yourself that leg up there because you are not giving yourself all the credit. I mean, you are top notch and you should be ready to go soon. And grandma's all over helping you with that. And definitely know that you are a healer. So as you're healing other people, listen to what you're saying to them and take your own advice.
Yeah,
it's very important that you stay balanced right now. The job that is coming to you is still kind of hidden right now. It's in the dark. And I think that's because you're maybe what I agree with. What is her name? Oh, yeah, Carrie. I agree with
the person
Carrie
that's just
trying
to
that,
from you. Yes.
You know, you're being too judgmental on yourself and not adding everything you need to your resume.
Okay.
And the one thing that I get is you sell yourself short. So definitely have that resume checked because there's more qualities that need to be put out there. There's a management skill that seems to be missing here.
Yeah.
Management.
That feels good.
Qualified. Can, you know, be a person of authority.
I used to be in management, and then I got I was sick with stage 4 cancer and got out of the job market, and I'm just starting to try and get back on my feet now. And you're right, I don't have any confidence in myself whatsoever now, not anymore.
Well, girl, let's just say this. Well, you beat cancer. What a remarkable gift. I mean, seriously, you are a leader. You are a leader. You are a person.
She beat it twice.
Twice.
I'm having cut-ins in and out, but caller, did I understand you beat two cancers?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
If that's not being a manager and a leader, I don't know
that's
what it
right.
is.
Well, and if that's not a sign and how much the world needs you right now.
I know.
And you have something.
I just don't know what that reason is.
Well, I think what's going to happen is, as in a lot of our cases, you know, all three of us, we're not really sure sometimes what direction we're going to go into, and spirit will just throw us into these situations. And sometimes it's better that we don't know, because we wouldn't do it if we actually knew. And with your grandmother watching over you, what we do know is that she will open up doors for you. So if you will go back and add to your resume a little bit more stronger on the management aspect, what we see is your grandmother stepping in to also open doors so that you can go through. So what I would suggest as well is to talk to your grandmother, tell her thank you, and just let her know that we are very appreciative of her opening up doors for you so that you can get into the perfect job. You're going to be influencing a lot of people, especially with the fact that you've licked cancer twice. Your life is very purposeful. This is not a temporary thing for you.
And does the number 6 have any significance for you?
Not that I can think of right at the moment.
Okay, well, this is what it says. Number 6, don't worry or obsess about material items, including money, which is just what we were talking about. Worry lowers the effectiveness of your prayers. Fortunately, the angels can answer your prayers if you ask them to. So you're being put into a position where you can show people this is what you have to go through once you've had cancer. This is what it's like to defeat it, and this is what it's like to get back in the job market. There are so many people who need your influence, your inspiration, your words, your support, what it's like. People need to know these things because you've got it. And I'm just so amazed. That is just fabulous.
Yeah, it's been hard. I'm trying to. I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm a different person, and I don't feel like I'm in touch with myself, so to speak.
Sure.
And I don't know what to do.
Well, the one thing that I would not worry about is what to do, and just try, if you can, to enjoy the exploration of who you really are. You are not the same person. You'll never be the same person that you were. You are a totally different individual, which also means you have had that opportunity to face something horrific, frightening, death, all the things people do not want to see or feel or be around or touch or any or all the above. And you are an inspiration. So one of the things that we always suggest is take it slow. Don't rush. Try to understand who you are. But from where we sit and what we're seeing, just know that we see you as an amazing, amazing individual. And congratulations on your great success.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking my call and saying that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Brought me to tears.
Oh, brought her to tears. Just dead gummit right as we cut her off. Well, one thing we do want to let everybody know. And, oh, I have somebody I want to say happy birthday to. I don't know whether she's listening or not, but Donna, with a middle initial M, Last name starts with a D. Happy birthday. Just thought I'd throw that out there to you. Just letting you know. Anyway, I digress.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Donna. Happy birthday to you. Okay.
All right. No singing.
No, no. Please. It's like, oh, my God, please don't sing. Please don't. Okay.
Has the callers fall off?
Did you see that click? Click. Okay.
You promise not to sing anymore.
I will not sing anymore. Okay. On to the next. Here we go. Well, come on. Mouths work. Here we go. Caller 1570, you were live and on the air with Carrie Luann and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hey, ladies. This is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
From New York.
Hi. I have a two-part job question. The first part is I've been at my new job since I just started in July, and last week my boss came up to me and told me that I'm doing a great job. Yeah, he's heard nothing but great things about me. And then I asked him about making me full-time instead of temp. And he said, just keep going the way you are. It'll happen soon. And then he gave me another job to do, starting to train another job. And then on Tuesday, he called me in the office, and they suspended me pending investigation, saying that I violated some safety issues. And I denied anything having anything to do with it, even though he told me that they've got witnesses that are willing to sign sworn statements. And I said, well, I'm willing to do the same thing. So right now I'm under suspension, pending investigation, and they said it'll take about a week to 3 weeks before they figure out what to do. So my first question to this one is, will they reinstate me? Because I'm writing a letter to him. I'm sending a letter to him tomorrow telling him what happened and everything and still denying everything. So will they reinstate me and find me no fault, or are they going to terminate me? And then the other part of the question is, on Monday I had a Zoom job interview with a competitor because they're looking for full-time people, and I'm wondering if I've got a good chance in getting that job.
Okay, I'm going to jump in right quick. The first thing that just ran all over me was, even if you were to win, your life will be hell if you stay at that company because they will find something else. I do not understand the fact that they would tell you you're doing a good job, then move you into a different position, and then put you in a position where you would maybe unknowingly violate. I don't see how that could possibly have happened, but they're saying that it did. And I'm just going to go with this really quickly because it just hit me boom. The second job, the one on the Zoom, that's the one that I would go with. That's the one who has the best potential. Not that I'm not going to say you couldn't win your case, because I think you can, but you're going back into an environment where they have already basically attacked you once. The idea of going back to be attacked again at some later date and missing an opportunity does not seem to be valid. Carrie, what have you got?
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Okay, Luann, what have you got?
I've got yes to the Zoom.
Which would be on Monday.
Yes. I got, and to really keep a cap on your emotions, don't let you yourself get upset about what's happening at your current job. That is not in your favor. And to remember that your hands are not tied. And I think that refers to the fact that you had the interview in the Zoom. So you're not tied down to the job you have now.
Or the suspension.
Okay. Right.
It's a temporary type thing. The suspension is a temporary thing.
Yeah. Because I think
you see them reinstating me and finding me no fault.
They can do that, but my thought with that is that even if they find no fault, I can't guarantee that they won't find fault with you later on. The best opportunity at this point is the one with the Zoom, because this is a brand new situation. This is one of those where you don't have to worry about what's happening. Plus, they're offering you full-time position. That's a major plus. And the fact that you are having an online face-to-face Zoom, which is also awesome. But I just don't trust this company that you're with, because they're telling you one thing and they're doing something opposite. And I don't trust the fact that I'm not going to screw up later on or do something again or not be aware of or not be told that I'm actually doing something
exactly.
wrong. Because this doesn't feel right at all. None of this feels right.
No, I think that if the boss is going to try to trap you by saying, oh, you're doing so good, and the minute you say, yes, I'd like to be here full time, all of a sudden there's a problem.
Okay, I just drew a card, and it's the key, and the key to the situation is to go to the Zoom on Monday with an open mind. We're just not getting a very strong connection on this job that you're suspended from. It does not feel right. This does not feel right at all. Carrie, you've got that look.
I just don't like the underhanded feeling that I get.
Yeah.
And it's a very uneasy, unsettled feeling, because why would someone praise you and tell you what a good job you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you're not doing a good job. Why wouldn't they have come to you? My feeling on that, and I can't say that I'm connected on that. My feeling on that is, why wouldn't they have come to you and say, hey, look, don't do that.
Right.
That's not this. Do it this way, not this way, and giving you opportunity
to correct
that if you're doing so well in that company. I do feel what the other ladies, put your energy into the Zoom. Put your energy into the new, because you're looking for a full-time position anyway.
Right.
So it's a good opportunity. We're going to look at this in the positive. It's a good opportunity.
It almost feels like this is like a gift, and it's coming from the back door, obviously. But it's like this gives the opportunity to go forward in a completely different. Did y'all hear that noise?
Yeah, that's
yes,
why I
kind
of gave you that look. I was like, what was
so
that?
So we just heard something that almost sounded like a yes.
Or a quack.
It sounds like a yes, or like somebody's going, yeah, do it. Go to the Zoom. Do that. So Vince, that's what we're going to leave it with. The idea all three of us are getting is that you ask for permanent and then all of a sudden this happens? I don't think so. The idea that you have another job with a competitor, absolutely, absolutely go for that.
Okay.
Okay?
And trust yourself.
Right.
I feel like you know. Like
yeah, listen to yourself.
Your gut is telling you what
right now it's just a scary situation because I bought a new car over a year ago. I was at a job that I got fired from for no apparent reason. They blame me for something I didn't do. And then, so I've been trying to search for another full-time position since then, something more permanent. And then this job came up, but it was a temp. To hire full-time, and they do hire full-time, but they looked me over. They've hired 20 other people full-time doing the same job I'm doing, and I've been training them. That's when I asked the boss for, full-time, and he said, well, right now we're fully staffed, but just keep going the way you are, and eventually you will become full-time. And then when they put me on another machine, they're saying that I went into a machine without locking it out, and which isn't true because I didn't lock it out, but I didn't go in the machine either.
So that was
the whole issue.
So we're just getting the vibe of this, like, you're not being treated in an equal situation, but there's something not right there. Something does not gel. Something is not coming forward like it should. So we're going to stick with this. Go with your energy on the positive to Monday and go with that feeling. Go with a very positive feeling because we see your potential more in that.
Okay. So you do seem to be getting the job at that because the second job is called Ball Corporation.
Well, don't give out any names. I mean, seriously, don't throw anything out there. Only because we don't want somebody, but yeah, go with the one on Monday.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay,
let us know.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, I really kind of back up a little bit, but that one was not going to let it was not going to let me go.
It's no,
like,
and
you've
I
you've been lied to. You have been lied to.
And there's sometimes where I know to sit back as you have it, but then there's just this overwhelming feeling that just came over me that that's an injustice, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's not okay. And it's just very strong. I know he did nothing wrong.
Right. And I like what Luann said. Focus your energy on the positive, not the negative. But this guy is almost a little bit running scared, and that kind of bothers me a little bit because we do want him to put in his energy into the new on the Zoom for Monday. But tonight or tomorrow was the new moon. It's the perfect opportunity for him to be going in that direction because it's a brand new situation. But,
Yeah, something's not right when they tell you what a great job you're doing.
Yeah.
And, well, I'd really like to be full-time. And then all of a sudden, oh, nope, here, you
made
it.
No, we can't have that.
No.
Then why would you do that?
It happens too much.
It does. Very, very frequently. So, anyway, okay, on to the next. Caller 8312, you were live and on the air with Carrie Luann and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm really enjoying listening to all of the awesome readings you're doing.
Well,
we
appreciate
you.
Thank you so much. How can we help you now?
Great. Okay, so I've been doing a lot of work and I have new beginnings, but the one thing I would like to know is I've had a dry spell as far as like income. When do you see that? Like, when do you see any, like, actual income coming in?
Okay, well, that's a very legitimate question. Let's see what we got here. Okay, let's see what I got. Well, something's happening pretty soon because we're getting a hit from
the REM pod.
The REM pod. So it's telling us it's happening soon.
Sweet.
Wow. Okay, it's almost like it's coming in code. It's like,
is that Morse code over there?
It sounds like Morse code. It's like any day, any day, any day. Something is really happening here now that we've got you on the line. Do you have a female that's in spirit?
Oh, my grandmother, my mom.
Okay, were you closer to your mom than your grandmother?
No, my grandmother I was closer to.
Okay, well, we're going to throw this out there that whoever turned that sound on was definitely a female, but it's hard for me to determine whether or not that was your mom or whether it was grandmother. So the main thing in this is to know that somebody over there is trying to open up doors for you. Somebody's trying to get you back into the swing of making money, having it come to you. Luann, what you got?
I just got that it's family that's pushing finance, and that's what I've got.
And that's from over on the other side?
Yes.
So this would be somebody that was like your anchor, and you're telling us that would have been your grandmother. So I'm going to go with grandmother's the one who just kind of jumped in and made everything just kind of react there, which is awesome, grandmother. We appreciate that. So this looks like you should be getting – well, okay, I got communication. I got the number 3. I got the number 7.
I've got 10.
Okay. So
I just have to ask this question real
ahead.
Quick. Caller, do you have some money that's owed to you that somebody owes you already that you've already either worked for or earned that they just haven't gotten it to you?
I have an inheritance that was never given to me, family money that way.
Okay. And do you
have
two sisters?
I have 3 sisters.
3 sisters. Okay, but 2 of those sisters got their money?
Yes.
And the other 2 did not? You and your other sister did not?
Me and my other sister did not.
Okay. It almost feels like some miscommunication and some information got misplaced
You need to see who the executor of the will is and talk to them.
Yeah. Both you and your younger sister almost need to do this together.
As a team?
Well, yeah.
We actually did do that, and we know what the problem was. I actually wrote a book about it called Shattered Windows, published it on Amazon. And over 8 years, we fought that in the legal system and got nowhere but bankrupt. So I wrote the book. I put it out into the universe. If that falls into the right hands and I get help that way, great. Otherwise, I've exhausted every option when it comes to that. Yes, you are correct. As far as like, we did not get the money and it is owed to us, but at some point you just have to let the universe take over.
Okay. So this would have come from, this would have been from grandmother, the grandmother that we've been talking to?
No, it would have came from my dad.
Okay.
But my grandmother constantly is like, I can literally hear her tell me, princess, like I can literally hear my grandmother tell me in my ear, like, okay, get up, call this. It's just weird. But like, she's really been around me lately, like pushing me to get out there and, you know, do new things and meet new people and, you know, just basically get out there and start, you know, cashing in on opportunities to work.
Well, I have to agree with that. It's as if she's opening up opportunities or she's opening up doors for you. She came in. She just blew in here.
She
like
came in
a
hot.
Tornado. I mean, boom. She was here.
Okay, so that's why I think this came up. I think that's why that inheritance came up and the holding on to that, because it really does feel like, you know what, okay, it's time to let that go. We're not getting anywhere on that right now. We're going to set that aside again, put a pin in it, and move forward, because there's so many opportunities that she's pushing you towards and you're missing them because they're right there in front of you. Your finances, that's all right there in front of you. It's just time to lay it to rest, put a blanket over it and move forward and kick some butt.
Well, I think her grandmother's kicking butt.
Yeah.
She's trying to do so. It's very, very difficult to get motivated when you spend a lot of energy trying to get what's yours. However, what I'm getting from grandmother, because it feels like grandmother, is that she's going to help in a different way. So in other words, if it doesn't go with the inheritance, she's going to make it happen from a completely
different source. Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the book on Amazon, I certainly wouldn't give that up. My books are out there on Amazon as well, so I certainly understand the opportunities are there. It just hasn't happened yet. However, if you feel motivated to do certain things, I would certainly do that, because that feels like a grandmother idea or a grandmother feel. Not that mother's not going to be there, because I think mom's going to also support as well, but I've got a letter. So when I get the letter in my cards, that means communication's coming from source, which is over on the other side. And this particular person that's going to be doing this, the source, is grandmother. And it's like, okay, now's the time for us to do this, and we're going to go in a different direction.
Okay.
Did you look up the number
10? Oh, I did not. One moment, please. I will look up the number 10.
That's one we haven't had often.
10 is not something we get very often, because it's also a magic number. Okay, so the universe wants you to hold positive thoughts about this situation, as everything is working out for you and your highest good. Call upon your angels, call upon your guides, call upon your family members and spirit to help you stay optimistic. As your thoughts are an influencing factor, so will the outcome be. So this is almost like a direct connection from your relatives to you going, hey, okay, you know what? The other thing did not work, which is unfortunate. However, there are other things that are going to be coming to you from them to counteract it. And probably what's going to happen is it's going to be actually more than what the inheritance would be.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the main thing is, do not give up hope, but there is other income coming, and it says, do not doubt it. It is on its way.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And just, I wanted to say thank you for the reading, because the one thing I do, I never would like, to miss an opportunity would drive me crazy. So that's why I called in. I'm like, I feel like I'm doing everything I can, but am I missing something here? So
the answer to that question is no, you're not missing a thing, but beware. be alert.
Grandma
now
is very strong, and she's going to tell you. It's almost like almost like when you're driving and you're going down a street and you hear, don't go that way.
Yeah.
And you go that way anyway, and you end up sitting in traffic for 2 hours because there's been an accident. So this is what Grandma is telling you. When you hear me, listen to what I have to say, because I am guiding you in the direction you need to be going.
Okay, so we have a device here in the studio, and as Carrie's talking about all this about your grandmother, it went over to the red. That's her. That is definitely her saying, yes, absolutely. Go, Carrie. Say it. Tell her, you know, those kinds of things. So, yes. Don't worry about missing anything, okay?
I do have to say the feeling that I get from Grandma, and it just could be because she's very adamant about what she wants from you right now, but she gives me that kind of take me to church feeling. If I have to, I'm going to take you to church, and I'm going to sit you down, and we're just going to do this. Does that make sense to you, caller?
Yeah, it does. I actually pulled out my St. Joseph medal 2 days ago and started wearing it. She was very religious.
So was that hers?
I mean, it might be.
It feels like it is.
It feels like it is.
If
it feels
not,
like something that's
it's
like
definitely connected
put,
to her.
Put that on, and I will guide you.
Awesome. Ladies, thank you so much for all of that information. You really helped me out.
Well, you are just more than welcome, and take care, but try not to worry about missing any opportunities, because I don't think your grandmother would allow that to happen. You know, it's like she's nice and kind, but boy, I would not make her mad. So I think one of those things about, yeah, you're hearing it, absolutely. So yeah, and good luck again on the book, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and you take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So, and we talk about this quite often. If you have a situation that is very powerful, and you just keep on and on and on and on trying to make it work, and nothing works, then what the universe is trying to say is that door is closed. Let us open another door. And I go back to what I say all the time. I always throw out, man, I love mailbox money, and I do. I love it. I love people handing me money. I love all kinds of stuff. Oh, look at that. Boo Bear. Throat.
Oh,
light.
Wow.
See there? He's lighting up. Yes, her grandmother was really powerful.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, what we're trying to say is if you have a situation that will not allow you to have a resolution, sometimes the answer is no, then allow the universe to open up a different doorway so that you can get your own energy, maybe your own money. But that was pretty powerful. And thank you, Boo Bear, for turning red for us on that. That was very, very nice. Thank you so much. All right, on to the next. Caller 1042, you are live and on the air with Carrie Lou Ann and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How are you? I wanted to ask, please, if you give a message on the other side.
I'm sorry, what did she say?
Maria, we can barely hear you.
Send you a message on the other side.
Maria, it sounds like you're breaking up. Maria? Okay, well, sorry. All right. Well, I guess we'll go on to the next. Well, that was bad. That was, ooh, okay. Let's try the next one.
I couldn't hear what she was saying.
Yeah. Caller 8428. You were live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. I just, for a moment, I forgot what I was doing here. Okay. Yes. Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. We're here. How can we help you tonight?
Hello. This is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Cindy. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. I would love a little bit of insight. I ended a relationship on Monday. And
yeah.
Good job.
Way to go. Brilliant. We
yeah.
are jumping up
well,
and down. God, help us. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I was really happy it was done when I left and went home. But he got really, really ugly
possessive.
About it. He had been throwing fits all day. And we were together for 9 months, but in that time span, we were broke up for a month. And then we've been back together for 3 months. But the last month, I mean, I don't know. There's just been something off. I'll ask him. He gets mad. He just, but he really, really was just back and forth, throwing fits, screaming at me in public and restaurant parking lots and really showing his butt. And then he's trying to turn it around on me, you know, and blame it on me. I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm like, are you crazy?
Really, that's
yeah.
what a narcissist
yes, he
does.
Is.
Yeah, so we got back to his house. He lives with his elderly parents, and I do laser therapy. Well, his mom had hurt her shoulder and asked me if she could use the lights on her shoulder, so I brought it back. I was going to leave and not even go back in there, but she had asked me, so I brought it back and I let them use it. When they were done, he was in his office working, and I was in there with his parents in the living room. They were like 90 years old, and I said, "Okay, I'm done. Your mom and dad are done using the light. I'm going home. I'm going to go walk my dog. Good night." And I went to go out, and he started another fight, and he started arguing. What? This isn't over. You think it's over just because we left the restaurant parking lot where he was raising hands and throwing his butt before? And I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. And he's like, I was happy when I was alone and not before I got in a relationship. And I'm not listening anymore. And I'm done. And I walked through the living room and I told his parents, good night, you guys. I'm going home. I said, but I probably won't be seeing you again because Mark and I are done. And I said, but you guys are wonderful people, and I wish you the very best because they're real sweet. And they're like, what? No. And his mom grabbed my hand. No, don't leave. Please don't leave. Please don't leave. Stay. What's wrong? And his dad was like, why? What's going on? Well, I said, look, Mark has been on me all day, for hours all day, telling me how he was happy when he was alone before he got in a relationship. He likes being alone, and doesn't want to be with me. And he's been embarrassing me out in public and yelling and screaming at me all day and creating scenes everywhere we go and disrespecting me, insulting me, criticizing me, trying to discredit me, and I'm done. I said, I'm not going to be treated this way. Well, he came unglued when he heard me talking to his parents when I was trying to leave. Because last time we broke up, it was elsewhere, and then he went back and told his parents a bunch of lies. They still don't know the truth why we broke up. And it was, again, I left and went home because he was yelling, screaming, and throwing fit at me. And I wasn't going to sit there and take it. So but he told his parents that I got mad and left him and them. And it was me, the bad guy. So he came in there in the living room and screaming. His poor parents are like 91. His dad's got heart problems. He can really weak. And his dad his parents were missionaries and built three churches. His dad's a pastor. And he came in there screaming like a raging lunatic at me. Well, he wants his dad to think he's an angel and he's the good guy and everything's my fault. He started, you know, on and on. So then he's screaming at his dad, and his mom and dad are telling him to stop. His mom and dad are crying, and he says, I'll tell you, she's just jealous. she's just jealous of, accusing me of having all kinds of girlfriends and a Puerto Rican and then this and that. He's just making up stuff as he went. And I'm like, seriously? And I said, no, Mark. I said, I'm tired of being yelled and screamed at and disrespected, and you humiliate me out in public everywhere we go. I said, you make a big scene in front of these people, and I'm just not doing it. And so he's screaming over me the whole time, not allowing me to speak. He did not want them to hear my side or anything I had to say.
But it's he was like a rabid dog. Misogynist.
Screaming.
Misogynistic.
And then, because I tried to speak, you know, and say, no, that's not what's happening. And he says, so he's screaming the whole time because he didn't want them to hear anything that I said over me, screaming over me, after I stood silently and let him say whatever he wanted to say, which wasn't true. Then he's like, you're a liar. And I said, no, Mark, you are a liar. I said, and I'm done with this. And I turned around to walk out, and he came over and grabbed me and started shoving me to the door. Get out. Don't you talk to my parents. How dare you? You just burnt all the bridges. Don't you ever, how dare you tell this to my parents? Well, he didn't want them to know that he had been telling me how he didn't want me around all day, and that he was happy alone, because he was just trying to make me mad, and then still thinking I was just going to still keep seeing him. Oh, so now he's threatening me like it's a threat. Oh, you burn all the bridges, we're done. Like I was going to come back. I mean, so his parents were absolutely hysterical because he grabbed me and started shoving me towards the door, telling me to leave, and he was standing like with his arms trying to keep his parents from being able to hear or see me. He didn't want them to hear anything that I said because he had lied to them so much about the last time we broke up, and they wanted me there. They're like, she does nothing but good for us. She's done so much for us. What are you doing? You know, they're like, what the heck happened? And he is kind of just sitting there living off of them and waiting on his inheritance is what he's doing. He's very late. And he doesn't want them knowing how he really treats people and acts. And he wants his dad to think he lives by the Bible and is a good boy so that his daddy leaves him everything. And right now he has daddy's credit cards and everything else. He just sits around and shops and does his thing. So he just didn't want them knowing the truth. So his parents were very upset. Anyways, when he grabbed me and shoved me, I just said, take your hands off me. Then I just planted my feet and turned around and said, take your hands off me. Three times I told him to take his hands off me before he did. And then he started, put his finger right up my face between my eyes, screaming at me at the top of his lungs. This guy's 6'4". I'm 5'2". So he's just like big, just towering over me, fingers in my face, screaming at the top of his lungs, threatening me. And his parents were both screaming at him to stop. His mother and father crying. Mother was crying. His dad was begging him to stop, ordering him to stop. And telling him, she's been nothing but good to us, Mark. You better stop it. He would not. I got out the door, and when I was going to my car, I heard his dad telling him, Mark, what are you doing? He says, she has been nothing but good to us. He says, I don't care. The bad outweighs the good. I don't care what she's done. And anyways, I was just kind of wondering your insight. Like, he's accusing me of being jealous and accusing him of being with somebody. And I kept telling him that is untrue. What I said was, and I did accuse him of, when you go to a certain place, you treat me, he would just start a fight walking in the door or refuse to go in there and eat with me and then stand there and make a big scene.
Okay, so we're going to stop you right there. Leave.
So in
we're gonna
yeah,
stop
so the
it
question
right there.
Is, what's the fallout with the parents?
Run, move, go fast, be optimistic, seek peace. It's time for a fresh start, and stop fretting. This is not your fault. Keep going. Don't look back.
Well, there's not much you can do for the parents. If you want to stay in contact with them, that's an option, but you know, they're very old. Like you said, they're in their 90s. If you talk to them, it has to be very private. But as far as the relationship with this individual, it's a very toxic relationship. This individual does not tell the truth. He's very, what was that word you said you called him?
He's misogynistic.
Yeah, and he's also
manipulative,
and he also lies. Mm-hmm. So the best thing that we can say right now is congratulations on the fact that you've left. I'm really sorry about his parents, but there's not a whole lot that can be done in that situation. They're going to have to make up their own mind. Whether that's good, bad, indifferent, that's their decision. Anything that you do is not going to change the outcome on that one way or the other. But the best situation in this is that you have said you've had enough. Obviously you're ready to have some respect. And the best thing that you've ever done or have done in a long time is to let that guy go.
Yeah, I'm glad I let him go, and I'm totally done. Want no contact with him whatsoever. But I'm wondering why he blew up on Monday and why he started acting that way, because he had been really on his best behavior for a couple of months, and then it started kind of being wishy-washy. And, I mean, was there anyone else at that restaurant? Because he would just – that would be the only place, and he would just go a tantrum there.
Well, obviously there was
a
trigger point. There was something that triggered it. So we're not sure if there
was
actually another individual there. Although I will have to say what the first thing that runs across my mind is he's guilty of something. I don't know of what. And this almost sounds like he deliberately started the argument so that it could be your fault, so that he could do something else. So – and I think we're going to go with that, because this doesn't make any sense at all.
It's very confusing to me. I mean, I don't want him back, but just for that closure in my head.
The best thing to do on that is to cut the cords and stop telling the story and move forward.
I understand the question.
Yeah.
It sounds more like he started it. It's deliberate. It's coming from him. And we just don't want to get inside his head. We don't want to get inside that, because he's crazy.
There's no need to.
He started it so he could do something else.
We don't know.
With the purpose of it. I mean.
We don't know. The thing that we are getting is that he started it. There was definitely he started the situation. He started it all. Now, what is he going to do with that information? I can't say right now, because, again, like I said, one of the things we're watching is we can't get inside his head, because it's really kind of dangerous for us to kind of start, you know, getting around that, because this guy – something not right there. There's definitely something not right. However, the other part of the aspect is I'm so glad that this did take place, because now you're free.
You need to focus on yourself.
Absolutely.
Not what happened.
And the other thing is don't let him walk around in your mind with dirty shoes.
Oh, exactly.
Seriously. If you continue to bring his energy back in, it's just going to be the man is an energy vampire.
Absolutely.
And he'll suck you dry. Look at his parents. Seriously.
Yeah. I just know in my mind, I'm like, I try and work things out. Like, it's got to make sense to me.
There's a difference between trying to make sense of something. Right.
Well, in this particular case, we're going to have to go to our next caller, but this is what we're going to leave with you. What we're getting is he started it. There's some kind of situation that he wants to get rid of. He's going to blame you. But the other part of the equation is the best thing that you can do is leave it alone and don't question it. Just let that go and just say, I'm so glad that you started this, because now it's over. Now it's done. What you got, Luann?
No,
I absolutely agree. There's no sense in driving yourself crazy and spinning out on
someone that
doesn't care about you.
Some cases, we don't know why
he
did it. And I don't know that he knows why he did it, but there's guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say the reason he did it is guilt. Guilt of what? I really don't know. Luann didn't know.
I don't know.
And we're going to leave it with that.
It's just time for you to try to put it behind you as fast as possible.
Yeah, because he's certainly not worth your energy, let alone your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, people, sometimes we don't know why people do what they do, but this guy, it doesn't seem to be working on all cylinders. And when it is that bad and he's that abusive, we don't want to get into their heads and try and figure out what they're going to do. Because first of all, they will lie to us. If they're going to lie to you, they're going to lie to us. So even if we said, hey, he's doing it because of this, what would he say? No, I didn't. I didn't do that.
Exactly.
That's not what I'm doing.
Exactly.
So no matter where we go, no matter what we come up with, it's still going to be a lie, no matter what it is. However, I'm sticking with he did it because he's guilty.
Yep,
he's,
I think he's guilty.
More than just guilty.
And we don't need to know what guilty of what it
and
is.
And we don't want to know what he's guilty of.
Don't drive yourself crazy with
absolutely,
that kind of stuff.
Because even if he said, okay, I did it because of this, are you really going to believe him?
No.
No.
No, and then you're going to get in your head and spin around and spin around. And that keeps you from having the good stuff come in.
Absolutely. And he's deliberately taken up
when
too.
Somebody just loses it like that and starts yelling, just run.
You just look at him and go, you really are crazy. Are crazy.
Yeah. Bless your heart.
Now,
for
those of you who don't know,
from a southern perspective, you've just been
from
told
a
off.
Southern perspective, bless your heart is, oh my God, you've lost it.
Well, it could also mean something else, but we're not going to go there.
No, we're not
going to. It is
a
family-friendly show.
Next caller.
So do not be disappointed if we do not tell you exactly what's going on. When it's a narcissistic individual and we tap into it and we say it's because of so-and-so and such-and-such, and then you confront them and then they go, well, that's not true. I didn't do that. And then they come up with something else. It's because they're lying. So we don't even know what the lie would actually be from the lie.
Well, yeah.
And then on to the next. Yeah. He's taking up way too much time.
Yeah.
I think we let that go on too long. But it was an interesting moment. Okay, on to the next.
Important.
Caller 2780, you were live and on the air with Gary Lou and Elizabeth. How can we? I'm sorry.
Stop making faces, Gary.
I hit the wrong button. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Okay. Caller.
What numbers?
She's 780.
2780, yeah.
How are y'all doing?
Selena.
Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey. I'm okay.
So how can we help you tonight? It's been a wild night, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I guess my question is this.
Okay.
As far as being in the Raleigh area, this is kind of a multifaceted question, but mainly my question is, like, are we, as far as in the future, are we going to be staying in the Raleigh area?
I get yes. What do you get, Carrie?
I got no.
Okay. Luann, what did you get?
Well, I'm just thinking things have been rough, but they're going to smooth out, and then there would be no reason to leave.
I'm seeing a move. There's a move coming. I see a move coming.
All of a sudden, what happened?
It's a change of residence. There's a change in the nest.
Okay. Change of residence, but it could be that I'm feeling change of residence, but I definitely felt a move when she was asking the Raleigh. So that would be a good question for me to ask my team, you know, would it still be in the Raleigh?
Okay, so I'm seeing a move.
You weren't seeing out of the Raleigh area. I was seeing a move,
okay,
which may very well still be in that area or right outside of it.
It's really close to Raleigh if it's not in the main. It's like if this is Raleigh, if you took a step to the left, it's like there's a different city. I mean, it's that close. Doesn't seem to be far.
So I went somewhere last night where it was technically Wiley, Texas, but it was a different name. But when you look it up on the map, it came up as Wiley, Texas.
Instead of like Murphy.
Instead of, yes. Okay, so it was still, and she said
in
technically it is. So that's the feeling that I'm getting, is it's still
there is a move. I will definitely be dead set on there is a move.
Yes.
How far out of the Riley area? Riley, sorry. I've got
Riley.
Them two
Raleigh.
Mixed up. Raleigh. So.
Raleigh.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So I've got the card I turned over was an older man, which is Archangel Bob. Then I got the card that says, stop beating yourself up over this. And then the next card I got was, it's going to be communicated to you where it's going to be. Right now, what I've got is everything's on delay because it's not ready yet.
No, it's definitely in the future. It's not right now.
Yeah, it's definitely in the future. So, and I think the person that's going to influence this is your husband, because the younger man is showing up, not the older man.
And that's interesting because
that
the card.
Again. I've got this kid again. There's this kid again, which, again, we are talking about you and a child. I've got the house, so there's a move coming. There is a move coming.
Well, because I also have family and I have change. And I've got Shirley, to where Bob is very open and very... But Shirley has another lady with her, and I don't know who this lady is because she's not as talkative as Bob and Shirley are.
Okay, Bob, if you're here, I think Bob is. Go through Boo Bear. Go through Boo Bear. Show the light on Boo. Or make the REM pod go off. He was very, very active earlier. Okay, so... Excuse me, who do you think the female is if it's not Shirley? Excuse
Shirley
me.
Have a sister who's passed?
No, there's one that she still has living, but I'm wondering if it's my other grandmother that's passed. All my grandparents are passed away.
I think it's
this
the
lady,
other grandmother.
Okay. Did Shirley know her? Was she aware of her?
Yes, they did know each other.
I'm
wondering if it's Judy.
Well, because they walk together.
I think it's Judy because
so
Boo
she
Bear
may,
lit up.
Look, she may be comfortable enough.
Boo Bear's really lighting up. This is Judy.
Okay.
I mean, look at that
so
right there.
My question is, are you close to Judy as well? Would she have been someone that you would have talked to?
To some degree, and especially it seems like right after she passed, because she passed before Shirley did, she used to show up a lot, like in messages and stuff, and it seems like she's kind of dialed back, but especially after I moved across the country by myself, this is before I met Stuart and everything, she was always showing up for me, and so I'm thinking this is her.
Okay,
this is definitely
because this is her way of saying, okay, it's not just Bob and Shirley, I'm still here, I've still got your back, but Bob and Shirley can't take care of, I definitely can't, and I'm going to show them the ropes and how to do this and how to do that and to manipulate the energy to continue to help you and your husband more. Okay, so you've got some very powerful energy behind that. But here's the cool thing is Bob knows how to do this. Shirley knows how to do this. And now we've got, what was her name again?
Judy.
And I said it twice. Judy. We've got Judy over here that really knows how to manipulate and help with the finances. So when you are at that point with your finances where you find yourself spinning, call in Judy and say, hey, Judy, Grandma Judy, I can use some help here.
Well, she's the one who is stronger with the energy more so than Bob or anybody else.
She's been there a little bit longer, and she's definitely gone through the stages.
Mm-hmm.
Judy's definitely gone through the stage, and she went through them very quickly. And because it's interesting, because I'm asking her questions. Goes, no, we're past that. I've been there, done that. I'm like, oh, okay. So it's very much a, you want to know it, ask Grandma Judy.
Yeah.
But not that Bob and Shirley don't know, and Bob and Shirley can't help you. But right now, this is almost like. Okay, we need to go to the source and really hone in and get, and then with between Judy, Bob, and Shirley, there's nothing you can't handle.
Oh, yeah,
still,
they got my back, that's for sure.
I still feel like something's going to change that's going to alter all of the above. everything's going to change. I mean, we may be telling you one thing, but it almost feels like somebody's also letting us know, but there's also going to be a change that's going to alter everything that we've just discussed.
It's kind of like, I know this sounds really strange, but it's almost like that scene in Mary Poppins, when the wind changes, she says, when the kids ask her, she's going to say, and she said, that's a pie crust promise, easily made, easily broken.
Oh.
Okay. So it Stuart and you can make the decision to all of a sudden change your minds. You can be going one direction, and it almost feels like your husband is like, wait, that feels much better. And it's like, oh, yeah. And Judy's going to help that happen, along with Bob and Shirley. It feels good, Elizabeth. It feels like it's almost like a, yeah, this is good, this is good, this is good, and then whoop, shift.
And then something changes. It's almost as if we are saying, yes, there's a change coming, there's a move coming, but it's going to change again. This isn't the only change. There will be another change, but it has to do with the nest. It has to do with what's happening inside the nest. There's a change coming to the nest, and I don't know if it's because a child is coming. Well, good Lord, the cards just jumped out
it
at
did
me.
Too.
Holy cow.
Is there a river near you?
Yes, there is a body of water. I think it might be like a lake, but yeah, I think there's a river as well.
I think you're going across there.
Across the river?
Over the river.
Okay, here we go. And through the woods.
And through the woods? No.
No, I knew that was coming.
I really
you
wasn't going there, but...
Oh, okay.
I said you guys up for that one, didn't I? And I wasn't being a smart aleck. I really wasn't, but, like, other side of it, other...
Yeah, because they're going to have to come up with a new perspective for themselves.
Yeah, this feels like a challenge more than anything else, but the... And I think some of this has to do with health issues. I think some of it has to do with doctors. I think it has to do with who's helping her working this thing out.
So that might be the feeling I'm getting, because I keep feeling like going a certain amount of miles one direction is almost like the world changes. It's a whole nother world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole nother way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people are different. The energy is different. The whole scenario of things is different.
Right. And the other thing, Selena, is y'all haven't made up your mind either.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the areas that we're looking at, even within the area, is like north and northeast Raleigh and like Wake Forest, which is outside of Raleigh. But I feel like what's going to happen is we're going to be here for the next couple years, and maybe another opportunity presents itself when we would choose to stay here or go somewhere else. And it could be like a career opportunity or something like that. And I think it's going to be based off whatever comes Stuart's direction or something. That's what I think is going to happen. I could be wrong. So
no, I think you're absolutely right, because he's the one that showed up. And we discussed that earlier, that the husband was probably going to have the situation cause the change for the situation. It feels like it has everything to do with him and his situation or his work. Things along those lines. There's a move coming. I know there's something that's going to be taking place, but there's so many different factors that are going to be involved in this. It's very hard for me to answer that because I also see a kid coming.
Well, Luann.
That's okay.
A move can also be energetically.
Exactly.
It can be within the home. It can be within at work, anything like that. But there's, that feels really good too.
Yeah.
The move within the home.
Right.
So the shift and the change in that. And there's also, and I'm just going to put this out there because it is coming to me, is you and him maybe sometimes need to agree to disagree and be okay with that.
Okay.
I'm also getting the number 10, and we read that earlier, that things happen for your highest good.
Yeah, the number 10 is one of those where says the universe wants you to hold positive thoughts about this situation as everything is working out for you and your highest good. One of the things is that your thoughts are an influencing factor in the outcome. And sometimes, Selena, you have to remember how powerful you guys are, especially you. you can change everything in a thought. Everything can be altered with a thought. But in this case, we know there's change coming. We know there's a move coming. We know there's opportunities coming. We know there's a potential for a child to be involved. We know that you're going through health issues. We know that the family has a lot to do with this. There's so many different factors that you guys are going to have to be a lot more specific in your thought process as to what do you want to do. But I still think it comes down to your husband and his situation, either his job and career or something along that line or in that nature.
Could you read
223? A healing miracle is imminent. Engendered by your faith and your clear connection to one or more ascended masters who have heard and answered your prayers, which could also be Bob, Shirley,
Judy.
And Judy.
Yeah.
Because Judy definitely feels like she's up there playing around with
the big boys.
Yeah, big wings.
Big wings. Thank you.
Big wings,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... And our EMF meter is just going crazy over here. I mean, it's like, yeah. But when we got to talking about Judy and that particular individual, Boo Bear literally lit up in the throat. So, and that just doesn't happen very often. So she was definitely here. So I would start talking to her as well, Selena. Seriously, I would start talking to her as well.
I can do that. And, you know, and it was a crazy night for this show, but I'm still super glad that I got on because it's always nice to talk to y'all and just feel like there's that spiritual connection because I don't talk to a lot of people with a similar thought process, you know, as far as that goes. So it's always really nice. And plus, tomorrow is a special day for me. So this is making everything so much better for me, too. So I just wanted to say thank you. I wanted to put that out there before I forgot.
Well, we appreciate you, and you know we care about you, and thank you for sharing your family with us. We're really impressed that Judy is feeling comfortable enough to show herself or, you know, let us know that she's around because it's always been Bob. But Bob's just kind of...
Birthday. Oh,
that's it.
Say it out loud, Carrie.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Her birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, you're a fellow Scorpio.
She's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're outnumbered.
I am outnumbered. So is Luann, and so is Carrie. So we got three Scorpios now. Oh, my gosh. All right, kiddo. Well, we certainly understand what it's like if you don't have a lot of people to discuss these kinds of things with. It's very important to keep the lines of communication open, and we honor that. We respect that. And, again, we thank you for sharing your family with us tonight. And just know, we know there's a lot of changes coming. It's just, wow, what kind of changes are coming? Whew. Amazing.
Well, I look forward to it, and thank you all so much. You just made my last few hours of this age that much better. So.
Good.
Of course.
Wow. Well, you know, that's what we're here for, is to help those last hours of that old age.
Don't go there.
We did. We went there. Yeah, I mean, we're just going to let that one go, right? Well, you do know. Seriously, when your birthday shows up, that puts you in a totally different number. Your life path number change. I mean, not your life path,
yeah.
But your number
changes
as your birthday appears.
It's a new year, new number, new
absolutely.
Creation.
This is like a new celebration. Every time you have a birthday, it's always new. You're in a different. It's a different number. It's a different vibration. And if you want to know what the number is, you just add up your month, the birth date, and the year as you're, you know, into 2021.
You reduce it to one number, right?
Yeah, so her number would be what, two?
Two.
So you're getting into a 2 year.
So that would be the two, two. But I got three. I got 2, 2, 3.
Five.
So it was,
well, that's major change.
Major change.
Yeah.
So five is major change.
Six and five is 11. Two.
Two. So 11's a master number. So, I mean, that's also a major situation as well.
Major player, Selena.
Yeah, you're not playing with, you know, this is a different kind of, you've gone from the ballpark to the pros now.
Yeah, that will be interesting. Well,
it really will.
Made me think, so I'm turning 34 tomorrow. That's not old, but I feel like I'm officially out of my early 30s. So that's 7 if you add those digits. And that's
you're
a spiritual number. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, since there's two of us who are 67, we don't have a lot of sympathy for our...
We do not. I'm sorry. We do not.
You know, as far as we're concerned, it's like, okay, how much of a little person...
You're 34? What? You're
30.
Still a baby.
She is still a young person.
Yes, she is.
With many, many opportunities to come. So this is exciting. So, and I'm not letting that kid disappear. There is a child out there.
I
going
to talk to her about that the last time we talked to her.
Well, it's not leaving me alone. So it's like, okay, okay. All right. Okay, kiddo. Well, we're going to let you go. Thank you so very much for calling us and letting us discuss how young you are, because you are. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again real soon, too.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And take care.
You too.
Yeah, I tell you, I love it when we have younger people call us. I mean, they remind me of there's so much going to happen for her,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be so exciting, but she feels so old, and she's not. I mean, she's really not. 34 is like,
and
oh, my
like,
God.
Yeah, you're just starting
you're
there.
Just getting into your... You know, wait till she gets into her 40s and really starts getting into her own. Oh, my God.
Once you hit 40, there's just something about, oh, wait a second, I won't tell her this anymore. Oh, I get that. This is who I am. You really shift in your 40s. I mean.
And then when you start getting in your 60s, you go, you know what? I don't give a hoot.
Okay. I'm in my later 40s, and I don't give a hoot most of the time.
Yeah, but that's also...
Yeah, but now you spit it out and say it. And
I think it could be from hanging with you two ladies, and I'm learning faster.
Yeah,
all right.
Sorry, we're a bad influence.
And we're going to own it.
We're on it.
I was just going to say own it.
So I was talking about something, and Lou said, oh, my God, I'm almost 70. I'm going, oh, please. Okay, on to the next caller.
Okay, don't make me turn that camera around because that face. That was epic.
I did say that because I was talking about leasing a car, you know? I mean, I don't want to take care of it. I was thinking about leasing a car.
We'll take care of this individual. Okay. Caller 9224, you are live and on the air with Carrie Lou Ann and Elizabeth. How may we help you tonight?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking the phone call. My name
is
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
I'm kind of exhausted looking for jobs at the university. I'm not putting any more applications out, stuff like that. I've had offers, but they just weren't the right ones. I'm working now, but it's just getting to me. So do you see anything real soon, and I'm just putting the universe and God, and a gentleman I just met
excuse me.
Supermarket last night. We exchanged numbers.
Oh,
so,
wow. Well, you know.
You know what? I got give the job a rest until 2022.
Okay.
It just was very strong. Give it a rest.
Let's see what.
Well, I can. I have to have enough. I have to have a certain amount of money to support myself.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, so you're working right now? You're doing something right now?
I'm working, but it's like subbing, and then they're going to go put me back. There's lunch money. You can't live on 3.5 hours a day. So, I'm putting in food service or teacher aid or whatever. But, you know, it's exhausting working and, you know.
Okay, so.
I do have to job hunt.
Right. Okay. So I've got the letter. Again, that means that communication is going to be coming directly to you. Okay. So have you thrown out another? I know you keep throwing out resumes, but have you thrown out another resume recently?
Every day.
Well, I've got the letter, and when I get the letter, it means communication, something coming directly to you. I've got the marriage card, which means just stay committed to this situation. And you said you met someone, because I've got a male figure here. You met someone at a grocery store last night?
Yeah, tonight.
Oh, tonight. Well, what do you think about this guy?
I don't really know. Met at a grocery store and exchanged numbers. I don't know.
I mean, do you have a good feel? Obviously, you exchange numbers. Do you have a good feel on this?
Mm. Yeah, it was just weird. I was with my older friend. We're at a shopping center getting some last things at the last minute. It was late. I see this guy, and I just smile at him, and I go, whoa, to my friend. He's good-looking. And then he smiles back at me, thinking, like, what the heck am I talking about? And then I had to go get one little thing of salami, cold cut, quarter of a pound, and I started talking to him, and then we changed numbers.
Wow. Okay. Well, it stranger things have happened. It's not unusual. I know you've called before, and I think we have actually discussed something. I don't think we picked that it would be in a grocery store or a deli, but I think we have discussed that there would be a change coming.
I see her spending time with him. Now, whether it's long
term or not,
I can't say.
Well, there is something there because I drew the guy card, but I drew a guy card, I drew a commitment card, and I also got the letter card. Again, that's talking about new things coming, new things happening. One thing for sure that I know is that you obviously have changed because that happened awfully quick.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you so much, REM Pod, for letting us know. So we just had one of our devices go off when we were talking about that. So that's letting us know there is a change that you have made. Okay, you can stop now. Thank you.
Well, and the card that I drew is true. So.
And it's true.
So staying true to yourself right now. Okay, so one of the things that it keeps coming up tonight, and it's not just with you, it's with other people as well, is to be very aware, especially when you're putting resumes out there, being very aware of, have I updated it? Have I put all my possibilities, all my strengths on there? Have I gone through and really, how do I sound? Read it to yourself out loud. How do I sound on there? You know, there's just a word or two that, oh, that sounds a little bit better. You know, just revamping a word, not changing what the meaning or anything, but just changing a word.
And I think that it's good to not only put your strengths, but you might mention your weaknesses too, because they will ask you, okay, these are your strengths. What are your weaknesses?
I don't know if you want that on a resume though.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. I'm not getting.
Well, I'm just saying that they ask sometimes.
Oh, well, if they ask, I think that's different.
Be prepared, yeah.
Be prepared,
yeah,
to
be prepared
answer
to that.
That.
But
be prepared how you're answering that question as well.
Yeah.
That is one thing. I know through experience with my husband, we do mock practices
for interviews,
and he's gotten really, okay, he knows how to go in and do a really good interview through the practicing. And he always comes out of there with that attitude of, I know I nailed that.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cruddy jobs I can get. You know, I've interviewed and stuff like that.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying is you be aware of where you're looking, what you're looking at. What are you putting out there?
Well, I know. There's only so much I can do. That's the thing. You know, like I tried for, like, urgent care stuff, like, you know, when you go in there, I didn't have enough experience. I ran for an interview. They said maybe we can train, but I didn't get that. There's only, you know, I'm not going to get the customer service receptionist, so there's only certain jobs.
Okay, so we're going to make this real short. So we see changes coming. The guy doesn't look half bad. Keep throwing the resumes out there because there is a change coming pertaining to job as well. So this looks really, really good. This is a really good looking night. So I think we're going to leave it with that only because we've only got 10 minutes left. But, yeah, it looks like you've changed and things are changing for you. So this is really exciting. We're excited for you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, this is great. So, yes, this looks really, really good. So wouldn't hurt to go have dinner with that guy. I didn't get a card that said, oh, my God, he's a, you know, stalker or something. I didn't get anything of a negative nature. So, yeah, this looks like this is going to be, this looks nice. Go with this. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, and you're welcome, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. All right. Well, let's see. How much time do we have? Okay, we've got time for one more. Let's see.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I know. All right, caller 6016, you were live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
For taking my
Hi.
Call. How are you guys?
You are
tonight?
So welcome. Yes.
This is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York. I just wanted to know what you guys see coming up next for me. I'm not working right now. It's an uncomfortable
okay.
feeling to me that I just stopped working at a job that I was trying to get out of in 2019. I am looking for work, but I don't want to just jump into something. I just tried retail for 2 weeks. It didn't work out. So I feel like I should just stop, but I'm uncomfortable just stopping because, of course, I need income. And I'm just like kind of in a limbo. So I'm wondering if you guys see like work, what that will be soon, or like if you see anything about relationship or moving or anything at all coming up soon. Because now I'm just like, now what?
Okay. So I've got three cards here.
Okay.
The first card is a male figure, which means there is a male figure that is going to be playing. This person is going to, well, let's not say the word play, but it's a person that plays in you getting a new job. The second card that I have is called the Stars, and the Star card means great success. It means entrepreneurship. It means aspirations. It means guidance is coming directly to you. It means great success. And the third card that I got was the actual word yes. So this idea of you work in retail just sounds like it just sucked because it's just not you. It doesn't fit your personality and it doesn't fit your energy. But my question as I was shuffling the cards is there something new that's coming for her and is it going to be soon? And what I got was there's a male influence that's going to assist you in being very, very successful. And yes, it's going to happen. The only thing that I cannot say is that it's going to happen like within the next 2 or 3 weeks. It feels a little bit longer than that, but it also feels like it's going to happen this year. It also feels like it feels closer to the end of November more so than not 2022. It just feels like it's coming. It's going to happen. But this is not somebody that you even know, this male figure. This is not somebody that you know. So you're going to be introduced to this individual. Carrie,
yeah,
what you got?
I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm right there with you. But I got the curiosity card.
Ooh.
And when I get the curiosity card, uh-huh. that usually leads me to look at things I haven't looked into. New possibilities, uh-huh. new openings, and I like the male figure that you were talking about. It definitely
yeah.
feels like there's a male figure involved in helping you with this. But I also got simplicity. When I get the simplicity card usually is, you know, slow down just a little bit, breathe, okay? I know this is going to sound really weird, but if I don't put it out there, it could hinder you. So are you a bit of a pack rat, like to collect and
yes.
keep things or have like things in corners?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go through and clear all that out and purge things that just don't mean anything to you anymore. This is a good time, especially when you're looking for a new opportunity and a new career.
getting rid of the old and clearing out that clutter declutters our mind, our body, and our soul at the same time. And it allows new things to come in. Okay? Because the next thing I got was, it's okay to be different. Because go outside of that box and be really okay with going outside of your comfort zone. Because your job, your next job opportunity feels like it's going to be something unique that you haven't even thought of.
It feels new. It feels like a new opportunity.
New opportunity.
A new perspective.
Something that a whole lot of people haven't gotten to do before.
Right.
Yeah.
Luann, what you got?
Yes, but this job is going to reflect her skills. It's going to fit her skills exactly.
And offer more skills as well.
Yes.
That you think, yeah.
There's a growth potential.
Yeah.
Here.
Yes. Yes.
So it's almost like the universe wants to push her out of her comfort zone, and let's just spread that out.
Go ahead, Luann.
You just have to be ready. You have to be ready for it.
It's like it takes your skills, and it's going to add new skills on top of that. Like it's
right.
A new opportunity altogether for you to look into things you've never done.
Well, anytime I want something to change, the first thing I try and do is I start throwing clutter out, or I start donating pieces, or I start giving it.
It makes room for the new.
Absolutely. It makes room for the new. And it is the showing to the universe we're looking for something different. We're wanting to add something to.
So let me put this out there, because I keep seeing shoes. Okay. I don't know whether you just have a lot of shoes, caller, and it's time to purge some of those shoes. But I keep looking at your feet, and your shoes do matter.
Mm.
It completes an outfit. It completes who you are. Does that make sense to you? But shoes are also the soles.
Shoes are the soul. Yeah. That makes sense. So it needs to be something that incorporates your soul as well. It goes with the shoes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Luann, what have you got?
And then number four, does it have a significance for you?
Angel number.
I'm a one life path, and I have also my name adds up to a six, and I'm born in the 3 day, and I have a lot of threes and sixes in my chart, and I'm born in 9 months, and I know I'm a one life path, but I know about numerology. I know fours are very like steadfast, structured people, attractive people, but I'm not born in a 4 day. I would sometimes wish I was, because you seem so disciplined.
The number four can also represent the fact that the angels are with you. They send you the number four to reassure you that they've heard your prayers, are wanting and willing to help you. So sometimes when we talk about the number four or any number, it's to let you know that we can also get messages with the number four. So just be aware that they are also trying to help you as well. This looks really good to me. This does not look like a permanent situation. Mm-hmm. This feels a very temporary, simplistic kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. Well, caller, we got 90 seconds left, so we're just going to say, yes, there's something coming, and it looks really positive, and just hold on to the faith, because it's on its way.
Okay, I will. I hope so. I would love that four energy, and I've been trying to, like, move away out of New York somehow, some way. So
well, hold the faith on that. Absolutely. Hold the faith on that, okay?
Yep, I will.
So, all right.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Okay, we are down to a minute. So anything else anybody wants to throw out? We appreciate everyone who's looked at us on Facebook Live. We have just been really excited about having our Boo Bear, our REM pod, our EMF meter. It really takes a lot of force to make that ball light up. It has before. It's not going to tonight, but, you know, who knows? It may happen later on. But everybody that's been watching, we appreciate you watching and letting us know what you think. And we intend to use this quite often to let you know what we're looking at as we do our readings and so forth. So from Luann, Carrie, and myself, we appreciate you staying with us, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon. So good night from all of us.
Good night. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you. you for joining us. Until we reconnect, stay healthy and hopeful. We realize that these are stressful times, and we encourage you to seek professional connections if you or a loved one are having suicidal thoughts. Please go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255-TALK or text HELLO to 741741, which is the crisis text line. Both are free, open 24/7, and they will respond. Good night.
This is Foxy Jackson of iSpeakFoxy.com. Are you in an abusive relationship and need help safely finding your path to freedom? Call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Or text the word SAFE to 88788. You may also chat with someone online 24/7 at www.thehotline.org. Be safe.